For years, Wilmington, Delaware has used a controversial practice that takes fire equipment out of service to save money. WHYY's Chris Barish reports Philadelphia abandoned that policy back in 2016. But as it continues in Delaware's largest city, the lawyers for three firefighters killed in a blaze, well, they blame it for their deaths.
When the first firefighters arrived on the scene of a roaring late-night house fire in September 2016, they were ahead of the truck carrying 750 gallons of water. That's because the city had mothballed the so-called engine truck at the station closest to the blaze that night. The practice is known by the names rolling bypasses, brownouts, and blackouts. But that night, while searching for possibly trapped victims, three firefighters were killed when the first and second floors collapsed. The fire was an arson, but attorney Thomas Neuberger says the bypasses are to blame for the deaths.
Wilmington has a policy of denying necessary water to the scene of any serious fire, and the water is getting there minutes later when seconds count. This is deliberate policy, and they're going to be held responsible.
City Councilman Bob Williams is waiting for the results of a federal investigation to assign blame, but says the bypasses put residents and rescuers in danger.
Rolling bypasses put the area of which the engine is closed in jeopardy. If that piece of an apparatus that carries water is shuttered because of financial constraints, those seconds and those minutes delay the actual extinguishment of the fire.
The Canby Park home has since been torn down, but neighbor Jose Barraza, who watched the blaze, said he didn't know the city used the bypasses then or now.
It can happen again. Is that going to be the same problem?
In the past, city officials have said bypasses have been used periodically for some two decades. But with a lawsuit from the firefighters' families looming, Mayor Mike Przycki's administration would not talk to WHYY about their continuing use. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.